The federal government is disbursing $15 million to NWT indigenous governments and organizations affected by the devastating wildfires last summer. MP Michael McLeod announced the aid package in Yellowknife on March 26. The funding, which is in addition to contributions from other federal departments, aims to reimburse indigenous organizations for expenses incurred during the wildfires, ensure their continued operation and provide support to community members. Speaking on behalf of Northern Affairs Minister Dan Vandal, McLeod said a base amount of up to $100,000 has already been transferred to eligible groups, with additional funds allocated based on specific needs and impacts identified by each organization. He acknowledged that the summer of 2023 constituted the worst wildfire season in recorded history in the NWT, with 12 communities under evacuation orders and 70% of the population displaced. The recovery process is ongoing, with many communities still rebuilding infrastructure and local businesses grappling with the aftermath. The Newts federal representative in Parliament recognized the importance of supporting emergency management capabilities in Arctic and northern communities, and highlighted the need for resources and authorities to be in place for Indigenous communities before climate-driven disasters like wildfires occur again. McLeod said Vandal, along with Indigenous partners, territories, and other federal agencies, is set to develop long-term strategies to address the gaps in culturally appropriate emergency management services in the North. The focus is on listening, learning, and reducing the risk of future wildfires to improve collective response and support during extreme emergencies. The money from Ottawa is part of an ongoing effort to support Indigenous governments, which have been instrumental in providing various forms of aid to their members, from residential support to food and repatriation during last year's wildfires. A total of 11 Indigenous government and organizations have received up to $100,000. They are Inuvialuit Regional Corporation -$36,647, the Tlegali Gadini Government, Norman Wells, -$90,000, Fort Norman Métis -$50,660, Pedzaki First Nation, Wrigley, -$99,920, Nahana Butte First Nation -$100,000, Dega Goti Dean Council, Fort Providence, -$100,000, Sambake First Nation -$100,000, Dininuque First Nation, Fort Resolution, -$99,068, Acho Deem Koa First Nation, Fort Liard, -$100,000, Hay River and Area Métis Local 51 -$100,000, Hay River Métis Council -$98,137, Fort Good Hope First Nation -$1,527,062, Delini Gadini Government -$1,229,518, Tolicho Government -$5,317,330, Decho First Nations -$181,400, Jean Marie River First Nation -$233,433, West Point First Nation -$285,220, Yellow Knives Deem First Nation -$1,046,552, Lutzel K Deem First Nation -$548,380, Salt River First Nation -$1,364,483, Northwest Territory Métis Nation -$384,691, Fort Smith Métis Local -$274,890, North Slave Métis Alliance -$259,127, Yamoga Land Corporation -$160,945, Dean Nation -$101,950, Gwich'in Tribal Council -$283,000, to lead a deemed band minus $827,587.